Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Let's head to the Harbor One hotline here with Gresh and Keefe at 1048 to get all the skinny from Ian Rappaport, NFL insider from NFL Network. Rap Sheet is sponsored by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rap Sheet, is it good to have been on stakeout once again at the NFL meeting, sitting in a hotel lobby with a bunch of people waiting for a bunch of pissed off owners to come out and give you some nuggets?
Yeah, I mean, it's good and it's not good. No, it's nice to be in front of people, nice to do human things. I did, enjoy kind of the normalcy of it a little bit. Now, on the other hand, those meetings are always a little bit awkward, because you just sit in the lobby all day long or sit in the hallway all day long and owners walk by. And, although I'm generally a fun, friendly person, I can say most of them are like dying to talk to me. Also, because half of them have seasons that probably aren't going like they wanted. So it was good to be back, but I was reminded of just how awkward those meetings can be.
Well, Ian, one of those owners, Mark Davis, he spoke a little bit yesterday to reporters, and he is one who wants the findings released from the investigation into the Washington football team. What are the chances that that happens?
It seems very slim. You guys know, like, I spent a lot of my life trying to figure out where stories are going to go, where are they going to kind of lead us, and how to attack them and report on them, right? And so the Washington football team emailed, I'm really trying to figure out now, like, what's next? Because there is a possibility that this is it, that there was some noise at the meetings. Mark Davis wants the emails released. The NFL said they're not going to do it. And then that's literally it. The only thing that may change is if Congress gets involved. If Congress gets involved, and they have said that they may, if Congress has hearings and demands the release of these documents, what actually happens? Does the NFL say, you know what, we're going to thumb our nose at Congress? Do they give them to Congress? Because once the emails get out there somewhere, I know the world, they will get out there. So that's kind of, for me, is like, what actually is the next step here? Does Congress really get involved and have some say?
Rap Sheet, what is the latest with Deshaun Watson?
He is, as of this very second, still a member of the Houston Texans. I don't sense anything is imminent. And we will see, which I know isn't much of an update. The Carolina Panthers are not in the mix as of right now and are not expected to be in the mix over the next 5 days. That was a little bit of a surprise when I reported it yesterday, a surprise to me, but I think also a surprise to everyone, because they were a team that was really looking into it. And they reached a point, they would have liked to talk to Deshaun. They would have liked to pick his brain, see what he's about. They were not able to. And I think at that point, they were like, yeah, we're going to be out. And the Dolphins have interest, but haven't done it. And so that's one thing, like, you know, I know we've talked about this, but there's been like all these reports of like a trade should happen here, a trade should happen there. Until anything happens, we all know nothing. And sometimes that's true, and in this case, it is more true than any other news item that I've ever covered. Nobody literally knows anything.
Ian, do you think there's going to be any big names traded between now and Tuesday?
I think there'll be a couple of names. You know, I don't know that we're going to get a blockbuster, mostly because those generally cost money. Like, nobody trades good young players. So if you're going to trade someone, it's going to be someone with a very big name, a very familiar name, but someone who is expensive and generally older. So, like, you know, that could happen, but you'd have to create cap space. You'd have to figure out how to do it. Like, there's a lot of gymnastics involved. And given where the cap is this year, given where most of the good teams who would be trading for people are, I don't think we're going to get a lot of them. Maybe a couple, maybe like a, we might see a Melvin Ingram or LJ Collier traded, maybe see a corner get traded, a low, you know, low price guy. But I just, absent Deshaun Watson, I don't see a big blockbuster right now. And I also think that some of the teams who may end up trading, you know, who you'd think might end up trading with trading guys, aren't necessarily out this year because there's an extra game, so nobody wants to give up on the season just yet.
Ian Rappaport of NFL Network with Gresham Keefe. Ian joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. The Texans traded Mark Ingram to the Saints. Two-part question. Is this the beginning of the liquidation sale going on in Houston? And I know Brandon Cooks was pretty pissed. Did that tweet yesterday, which was pretty strongly worded on a very short tweet, maybe ensure or expedite potentially him being sent out of town in Houston?
Yeah, I feel like on the efficiency meter, that was a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. You know, strong tweet, not a lot of words, some bleeping needed to be necessary there. You know, I would imagine that Cooks is someone who will be discussed. And the reason I say that is because this is like a, kind of a weird thing the way trades sometimes develop, but teams will see stuff in the media and then say, you know what, I'm going to go call about this guy because maybe he is available. So I would imagine there's some teams calling on Brandon Cooks now just because he seems unhappy and the Texans seem willing to trade guys. He's another guy who is a little expensive. So, you know, would he be traded? I don't know, but he's been traded so often, he's probably used to it. I would imagine there's some discussions going on about Brandon Cooks in that Texans building.
Ian, one of the best players on the Patriots is J.C. Jackson, and he's going to be a free agent next year. Out of all the different scenarios that are out there, whether they re-sign to a long-term deal, whether they franchise him, or we know Belichick is willing to trade anybody at any time. Is there any possibility right. that he is a surprise trade between now and the deadline?
I mean, I would say there is a possibility. I don't consider it a great one because he's a very good player. He's on a cheap contract. I don't, and you know, theoretically, the Patriots could keep him next year too. Like, of all the scenarios you laid out, to me, personally, I'm not saying nothing could happen, but just to me, a long-term deal probably seems the least likely. But a franchise tag is possible. So, you know, the Patriots could end up keeping him. So I don't know that he's definitely gone, because he is a very good player, the kind of player who would be, you know, the quality of a to warrant a franchise tag. I don't know that the Patriots are really in the mindset of giving up really good, young, still relatively cheap players. If the season was lost and they definitely weren't going anywhere, maybe. I just don't quite get that they're in that mode right now.
Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network joins us each and every Thursday at 10:45 for all the scoop in the NFL. Rap Sheet, thank you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Good stuff, guys. Take care. Look forward to it.
Thank you. There goes Rap Sheet on the Harbor One Hotline. We will do Pucks with Razor, Andrew Raycroft at 11:10, but Patriots might have a trade target. We mentioned it. Is Brandon Cooks in play for the Pats? We'll discuss to start hour two next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.